This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchim Abayim. We continue in Daf HaShavua. We're learning Maseches Ksubais Daf Chav Dalet Amud Beis. The Gemara just offered, in order to answer the Stira in the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan at first said that we're not concerned. You could, if somebody testifies that someone is a Kohen, you could feed him Truma. And we're not worried that there's any kind of Goimlin going on here, any kind of collusion. And yet when it comes to people who come to the city to sell products, and one guy says, my stuff isn't that great, but his stuff is great, so then the Rabbanan are choishesh, and you're not neman. So the Gemara says, well, really, typically, the Rabbanan are not worried about Goimlin. They're only worried about Goimlin in the Mishnah of Chachamorin, because the person who is denigrating his own merchandise is coming to sell. We know it's clay umnasai v'yadam, so it looks suspicious. And the Gemara says, this is an idea and an answer that's been offered by Rami Bar Chama regarding other things in the past. For example, the Heicha Itmar de Rabbi Chama Bar Ukva, where was Rabbi Chama Bar Ukva's teaching B'chlei Umnasa B'yadai taught? Aha, on the following, the Tanan we learned in a Mishnah, this is a Mishnah in Taharos, Hakadar, a potter, Shehiniach Kedei Roisav, he left his pots, V'yarad, and he went down Lishtois Mayim in Hayar to drink water from the river. Hapnimiyos Tahirois, the inner pots are Tahar. We're not worried that anyone touched the inner pots. V'hachitzoinois Tameos, and the outer pots are Tamei. Now that's reasonable. We're afraid only that somebody may have touched the outer pots. We're not afraid that somebody may have touched the inner pots. I, V'hatanyu, learned in Ebraisa, Elu V'elu Tameos. These and these are both Tamei. We learned in Ebraisa, these and these are both Tamei. Amar Rabbi Chama Bar Ukva, Rabbi Chama Bar Ukva said, B'sheklei umnasa biyadai. You know, in other words, we learned in Ebraisa, they're both Tamei. So the Gemara says that Rabbi Chama Bar Ukva answered, you know when we're worried that both the inner pots and the outer pots are Tamei? When klei umnasai biyadai. When his vessels of craftsmanship are with him. When he's selling, so then we're worried that both the inner ones and the outer ones are Tamei. Why? Because he's clearly selling his wares, so people are going to be handling all of his wares because they know it's for sale. When do we say only the outer one is Tamei? When it's not clear that he's trying to sell it. Good, what? Okay. Says the Gemara, I, ve'ela hadit tanan ha'pnimiyos tarasa. Excuse me. I, ve'atani willing to embrace ilo ve'ilo taharos. They're both tahar. How do you... What is that case talking about? Amar Rav Chama bar Ukva b'shein claim nasa b'yada. When he's not selling. So then the question is, so when do we say only the inner ones are tahar and the outer ones are tameh? If he's selling, everything's tameh. If he's not selling, everything's tahar. But that which we learned in the Mishnah, is tahar, the inner ones are tahar, the outer ones are tameh, hechi mishkacha. So how do we find such a thing? Says Gemara, desmicha l'shus harabim, where it's really talking about where he does not have klei umnasa biyadai. He's close to the Rishus harabim. Because of the rubbing of the Rishus HaRabim. He's traveling near the Rishus HaRabim. And sometimes those travel near the Rishus HaRabim sort of get close to the side of the road. And if they're Ameh HaAretz, their clothing are Tameh. And they could be Metameh, the pots. So that's the instance where we say the outer ones are Tameh and the inner ones are Tahar. Now the Gemara says another way to answer the Stira in Rabbi Yehuda. So far we had two ways to answer the Stira in Rabbi Yehuda. Again, the Stira in Rabbi Yehuda is, the Gemara quoted a Braisa, that Rabbi Yehuda is not worried when an Eid Echad comes and says this person is a kohen, he could eat truma. Rabbi Yehuda says, okay. Rabbi Yehuda says, we're worried that we can't rely on the one witness because it seems like we're afraid that this witness will testify about this guy that he's a kohen, and then they'll go to another city and this person will testify about the one who just testified about him. So Rabbi Yehuda is choshesh by truma. Rabbi Yehuda says, einoy neman. That implies that he's choshesh for goimlim. And by hachamor in the Mishnah, the guy who denigrates his merchandise and he testifies that his friends is good, there Rabbi Yehuda says, you are believed. So one way to answer the stira was to say epach. That was what Rav said, Mukhlefes Hashita. We switched around the Braisa, and Rabbi Yehuda, in fact, holds we're not Choshesh. Or, the other way to answer it is, Rabbi Yehuda is only not Choshesh by Demai, because B'demai Hikilu were Mekel by Drabanas. Now we're going to try a third answer. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan argue about an entirely different thing. Namely, really, Rabbi Yehuda is not worried for Goimlin. So why does he say an Eid Echad can testify about somebody to eat Shuma? Because Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that Mailin Mitshuma Liyochsin. If you're going to testify that he ate Shuma, then we're going to bring him up to say that his Yichus is good. But really, you need two Eidim to establish someone to have good Yichus. So since really Rabbi Yehuda is not Choshesh for Goimlin, but by truma, there's a different issue. Namely, we're afraid it will be mala mitshuma liyochsin. What do the chachamim hold? The chachamim say, we're not mala mitshuma liyochsin. Now the question is, well, why aren't the chachamim? And therefore, we have nothing to worry about. What do you mean? The chachamim are worried that goimlin. We'll still have to come on to what we answered for the Rabbanan earlier, that they're only worried about goimlin b'sheklei umnasai b'yadai. So now that the Gemara brought in this possibility, now the Gemara has a shaila. Iboy lahu. Mahu lahalois mishtarois liyochsin. Could you bring up from a shtar to yochsin? Let's say a shtar says, ploini almoini the kohen. Can we say, well, it's like we have witnesses that he's a kohen, so now we could bring him up to render him kosher liyuchsin? So Gemara asks, hechidami, what exactly is the case? What evidence is there in a shtar that someone's a kohen? Ilema, if you're going to say dechsiv bei, that it says in it, ani ploini kohen, I ploini the kohen, chasamti eid, I sign as a witness. Maybe you'll say, one of the Eidim wrote, my name is Ploini Almoini the Kohen, and it's in a shtar. Who cares that it's in a shtar? Big deal that it's in a shtar. Nobody's testifying about him that he's a Kohen. He could have signed off, you know, John Doe, President of the United States, the United Nations, and the United Federal Appellate Division of Buffalo. I mean, you can write whatever you want. So the Gemara says, just because he's in a shtar and he wrote he's a kohen, nobody testified about that. Man kamasari lavei, who's testifying about him? Says Gemara, lo tzricha, it's not needed. Dechsev bei, he wrote in it, ani ploini kohen, I ploini the kohen. Lavisi mana, I borrowed a mana mi ploini from so and so. Dechasimu sadi, and witnesses signed. So now the malva said, the loiva said, I, Pliny the Kohen, borrowed money from Pliny. Now, it's really irrelevant that he wrote that he's a Kohen. So when the witnesses sign, simply they're just signing that he borrowed money. But they're not actually signing that. They're not signing that he's a Kohen. Says Gemara, my, what are the Edom signing on? Amana shebishtar kamasadi. Are they only signing on the mana in the shtar? Ideal more, maybe akula milsa kamasadi. They're testifying about everything. Rav Huna Rav Chizda, Rav Huna Rav Chizda, chad amar malin. One holds that we're mala from truma excuse me, from Shtarais to Yochsin. The Chadamar Ein Malin, another opinion holds, we're not Mala from Shtarais to Yochsin. Iboiluhu, here's a great Shaila. Mahu lahalos Mesias Kapayim liyochsin. Could we bring someone up from the Duchen to Yochsin? We see a guy, he Duchens not only Yom Tif, but he likes to go to the Sephardi Shul. He Duchens every single day. Could we say, if he's Duchening, then he's probably of pure lineage? So the Gemara says, Tiboy lamanda amar malam et shumal yochsin. You could ask this question. You could vacillate about this issue. Both according to the Manda Amar were Mala from Tshuma to Yochsin. The Tiboy Lamanda Amar, and you could ask the question, according to the Manda Amar, Ein Malan mit Tshuma to Yochsin. Meaning, whether you bring up from Tshuma to Yochsin or you don't bring up from Tshuma to Yochsin, you could ask the question of whether you bring up from the Sias Kapayim to Yochsin. Meaning, you could make the case either way. You could make the case that it's easier to be Mala from Tshuma to Yochsin. You can make the case it's harder to be Mala from Tshuma to Yochsin. Tiboy lamanda amar malin. It's a question, according to the manda amar malin from Tshuma to Yochsin. Namely, hani mili Tshuma da'avoy misahu hi. That's only Tshuma, which is a sin of Misa. Avon Nesias Kapayim de Isra Seiloi. You could ask the question, according to the Manda Amar, Yirmale Mitshumal Yuchsin. Why? Maybe only Truma Yirmale Yuchsin, because Truma is serious business. If a Tzar eats Truma, he's Chayiv Misa. But Nesias Kapayim, where if a Tzar duchens, they're only violating an assay of Koy Sevarchu Es B'nai Yisrael, maybe we wouldn't be Maile Liyachsin. Aval Nesias Kapayim, the Isra assay, Nesias Kapayim, which is only an Isra assay, Loi, we would not be Maile Liyachsin. Oy Dilmor, maybe Loishna, it doesn't make a difference. The same way we're Maile Mitshuma Liyachsin, we'll be Maile from Nesias Kapayim Liyachsin. Tiboy Lamanda Amar, Ein Maile. Yes.
What about making a
brachal of a fellow? Oh, very good question. Very good question.
Maybe he just won't say the bracha. Or he'll say Hashem, he won't say the Hashem's name.
Yeah. I feel like I've seen this question before. Again, what is the Isser of Bracha Levatala? It's Loisisa Shem Hashav, right? Which is a lav, it's still not Avoin Misa. It's still not Avoin Misa. Okay, I have to look into it. It could be also one person, perhaps, could be moitzi others in Berchas Kayanim. In other words, in the Bracha. Okay. So Berchas Kayanim is only in a Sarasei. Oy Dilmor, maybe Leishna. There's no Dilmor. By the way, Eman, Hanimil Truma, Demesachla Betzina. Maybe only Ein Malin mit Truma Liyachsin, because Truma is eaten privately. So a person might have the audacity to violate Truma and eat it, even though they're not a Kayan. But Avon Nesias Kohen de Farhesed Nesias Kohen, which is public, Ilav Kohen Hu. If he's not, wouldn't be a Kohen, Kulei Haylai Mechza Finish Nafshe. A person would not be so brazen. Aydilmor, maybe Loishna. There's no difference. Rav Chizda Rav Avina, Chad Amar Malin. One holds we are Maila from the Sias Kapayim, and V'chad Amra Ein Malan, and one says we're not Mala. Okay, here we go. You ready? Amar Le Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak L'Rava. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says to Rava, Mahu Lahalo Yisim Nesias Kapayim L'Yuchsin. What's Allah about bringing up from Nesias Kapayim to Yuchsin? Amar Le. So Mahu Lahalos Mesias Kapanlios. I'm like, what do you mean? We just said Plukta Rav Chizda Rav Avina. It's a machlokes between Rav Chizda and Rav Avina. Hilcha Samai. So Rav Nachman Yitzchak asked Rav, what's the halacha? So Rava said, I'm like, I know Masnisa Yadana. I just know a Braisa. The Tanya we learned in Braisa as follows. Rav Yossi Oimer, Rav Yossi says, G'doy lo chazaka. Chazaka is great. That Bezdin cannot remove something from its chazaka. Shenemar, because it says in Ezra, it says, U'mnei ha-koyhanim, and from the sons of the koyhanim, B'nei Chavya, B'nei ha-koyts, B'nei Barzilai, the sons of Chavya, the sons of the Hakoyts, B'nai Barzilai. And the B'nai Barzilai were not really the B'nai Barzilai, but rather Asher Lokach Mi B'nois Barzilai HaGiladi Isha, that he took from the daughters of Barzilai HaGiladi as a wife, Vayikra Shemam, and they were then called by their names. Now these were Kaihanim. And these were Kohanim who came from Bavel, they came to Eretz Yisrael, and whereupon Ezra basically said, prove to me you're Kohanim. Because during the course of the Galus, some Kohanim married into Goyim, and their descendants were disqualified. So Ela, these guys, Bikshu Ksavam Hamas Yachasim, they looked for their Ksav of lineage, V'leinimtso, they didn't find it. Vayigalu, Vayigalu Menakura, they were disqualified from priesthood. So Nehemiah said, listen, we cannot ascertain that you're Kohanim. Vayomer ha-Tershasa, the Tershasa said, Tershasa is Nehemiah. The reason he's called Tershasa, Tershasa means the one who made permitted. Nehemiah was a cupbearer of the king of Persia. And in order to be the cupbearer, you got to drink it first to make sure that nobody poisoned it. The only thing, it's Tam Yayin. The Chachamim gave a heter to Nehemiah. So he's called ha-Tershasa, the one who was lenient. He said like this, we cannot prove your kaihanim, so therefore you can't eat kachim. Asher lo yoichlu mikodesh hakadoshim. You're not allowed to eat kachim because we can't prove your kaihanim. You know when you'll be able to eat kachim? When Mashiach comes. Ad amoid kain urim v'tumim. Until a kain gets up who has the urim v'tumim. Now by the Churban Bayis Rishon, they're ready, they hid the urim v'tumim. So until the Urim V'tumim returns, you cannot eat kachim. But that implies you can't eat kachim, but you could continue doing kayin dika things that you've been doing in Galus. What did they do in Galus? They ate truma. Now, truma in Galus is truma d'rabanan. Amar Alhem, he said to them, Harei atem b'cheskaschem b'ma yisem oichlem b'goyla b'kodshe agvul. You maintain your status quo in that which you ate in the exile in the kachim of Chutzaretz. So therefore, you've come back to Eretz Yisrael. Avkan b'kodshei hagvul. Here too, you could eat from Truma d'Rabbanan. But you can eat kodshim. But you maintain the status quo of eating Truma. But don't eat kodshim. Question. But if we're mala from Duchening to Yuchsin, so then we'll just bring them up from Duchening to Yuchsin. What are we telling them? Ah, great is chazaka, but don't eat kachim. You didn't eat kachim in chutzaretz, you can't eat it now. But they'll be eating it within moments, because they'll dochen, and then they'll be mala liyuchsin. Apparently the Gemara is comparing yuchsin to kachim. Since they dochen, you're going to end up bringing them up to yuchsin. So we see we're not malim from Nesias Kapayim Liyuchsin, because if we were malim Nesias Kapayim Liyuchsin, why do we have to say, oh, you only could continue doing what you've been doing, but you can't eat kachim? We're going to bring you up to Yuchsin because you're duchening. It must be we're not mala Nesias Kapayim Likachim Liyuchsin. Says Gemara, no, I'll tell you really, we are mala from Nesias Kapayim to Yuchsin. But in this case, we wouldn't be mala because there's something suspicious about you. Shani hacha, here it's different. Derea cheskayu, their chazaka is weakened. We're not worried they're going to bring them up. Their chazaka is weakened because everyone sees other kaihanim eating kachim and they're not eating kachim. So we're going to know there's a tzad psul. So we're worried. So therefore, we're not worried you're going to be mala. Meaning, really, I'll tell you, malin minasias kapayim liyuchsin. But in this case, we don't have to worry about that. Because their chazaka is weakened. Their status quo is weakened. How so? Because they're not eating kachim. All other kaihanim are eating kachim. These kaihanim are not eating kachim. So because these kaihanim are not eating kachim, we don't have to worry you'll be maila minasias kapayim liyuchsin, because people are going to know there's something fishy over here. Because we're not letting them eat kachim. And the proof is, the Eloi Temach, if you don't say that in this case, the chazaka is weakened and we're not maila minasias kapayim, then according to the Manda Omar, we're maila mitruma liyuchsin. Well, if they're eating truma, we'll bring them up to yuchsin. It must be because their chazaka is weakened, because they are not eating kachim, we're not maila, not from truma liyuchsin in this case, and not from the siyas kapayim liyuchsin. But in other cases, we would bring up perhaps from both truma liyuchsin and from the siyas kapayim liyuchsin. Okay, Marv Rabbi, so we'll hold it over here. I wish you all a wonderful evening. Bracha v'atzlacha, and you can join us tomorrow. We have an amazing shiur tomorrow night on Parshas Truma and Chinuch Habanim. Kol tov, everyone. Have a great night. Bye-bye.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.